Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We are on Lamed Tes Amud Beis at the top of the page, second line. Amar Rav Chisda, Einu Kan Rasha of Melach of Kishrei Etzpa'ul Sehen. Kanim are not allowed to bend their fingers at the knuckles. Ad Sheyachsu Pneim in Atzibur, until they turn away from the Tzibur. And the Shliach Tzibur begins to say Sim Shalom. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chisda, Ein Hakorei Rashai Likros Kohanim. The Shliach Tzibur cannot call out Kohanim. Ad Sheyichla Amein Repiat Tzibur, until the Tzibur finishes answering Amen. Ve'in HaKohanim Rashad LaHaskel B'Bracha, and the Kohanim cannot begin their Bracha, Ad Sheyichla Dibur Mipi HaKorei, until the Korei finishes saying Kohanim. Ve'in HaTzibur Rashay La'anos Amen, and the Tzibur cannot answer Amen to the Birchus Kohanim, Ad Sheyichla Bracha Mipi HaKohanim, until the Kohanim conclude the Bracha. Ein Kohanim Rashad LaHaskel B'Bracha Acheres, and the Kohanim cannot begin the next Bracha, meaning the line of Yerecha, Ad Sheyichla Amen Mipi HaTzibur, until the Tzibur finishes answering Amen. So essentially, during Birchus Kohanim, main point, during Birchus Kohanim, it's essential that there's no overlap. That each one waits for the other one to finish before speaking. So that's one halacha that Rabbi Zera tells us. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Chisda. Another halacha Rabbi Zera says in the Rav Chisda about Birchus Kohanim. Ein Kohanim Rashal Nahachzir Pnei Min Atzibur Ad Sheyaskel Shliach Tzibur B'Sim Shalom. The Kohanim have to wait till the Shliach Tzibur starts Sim Shalom before turning away from the Tzibur. Ein Rashal Nahachzir Raglei Malelich Ad Sheyigmar Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. And they cannot be okay Raglaim and go back to their seats until the Sheikh Tzibur finishes Sim Shalom. V'yamar b'zei Rav Rav Chisda, a third halach of b'zei Rav Rav Chisda, Eino Tzibur Roshon Lanos Amein Ad Shetich L'Brachim P'yakare. Tzibur cannot answer Amein until the Kore finishes the Bracha. Eino Kore Rashi L'Kros P'torah. Now we're not talking about Brachos Kohanim anymore, we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. Ein HaKore Rashai Likros B'Torah, the Balkore cannot start laning Ad Sheyichla Amein Mipi HaTzibur, until the Tzibur finishes answering Amein. Ein HaMatargim, maybe that's why the minhag is that the Balkore answers an elongated Amein. Right, that Amein, and the reason for that is, perhaps, to outlast the Tzibur's Amein, so that when he, by the time he starts, the Tzibur's already done with their Amein. Ein HaMatargim Rashai L'Haskel B'Targum Ad Sheyichla Pasuk Mipi HaKore. The Targum cannot start doing the Targum until the Balkore finishes saying the Pasuk. Veina Kore Rashi L'Haskel Pasuk Acher Ad Sheyichla Targum Mipi HaMatargim. And the Balkore cannot read the next Pasuk until the Matargim finishes the translating the previous Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Shob Ben Levi HaMafter Ben Avi Tzorech Sheyikra B'Torah Tzchila. If someone is going to do the Haftarah, he first has to have an Aliyah. He first has to read from the Torah. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Shob Ben Levi Eina Mafter Rashi HaFter B'Navi Ad Sheyiglal Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to start the Haftarah until the Sefer Torah is already rolled up. A lot of people don't realize that that's a halacha. They think it's just something that we do. You cannot start the Haftarah. We only start the Haftarah once Galila is done. We don't aim for efficiency and have the Haftarah started as soon as the Magbia lifts the Torah off the bima and clears the space. So, another statement, Rabbi Tanchum Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ein Shliach Tzibur Rashi LaHafshit Es HaTeva. He is not allowed to take the begadim that are on the teva off of it, but tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, and when they haven't taken the Torah, Mimrikvot tzibur, because it's matriach the tzibur to wait until they finish being mafshit the teva, because you're not allowed to leave the shul until the Sefer Torah is put away. So you put the Sefer Torah wherever it's going to be, and everyone follows it, and then you go back, the guy who's got to take care of being mafshit asateva, of taking the cloth off of the bima, he'll do that afterwards. From Rabbi Tamchum and Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ein HaTzibur Roshon Notzeis Achi Notel Sefer Torah. The Tzibur is not allowed to leave the shul until the Sefer Torah leaves. Ushmol Amar Ad Sheyetze, until the Sefer Torah goes out the door of the shul, but before it leaves the door of the shul, even if it's taken off of the bima, not good enough. So seems like a machlokas whether the tzibur is allowed to leave as soon as the Sefer Torah is off the bima, or they have to wait till it's actually put away. Velo Peligi, but they're actually not arguing. Ha diika pischa achrina. Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about where the Beis HaKnesses has another door aside from the one the Sefer Torah is going to leave from, and then the tzibur would be allowed to leave from the shul through that other door even before the Sefer Torah leaves. But if everybody's going to leave from the same door, this whole Gemara is assuming that the Sefer Torah does not stay in the shul, that they have to put it away somewhere for protection. There are still shuls like that, that they have a safe in one room in the shul, and even though they have an aron in several rooms where they have minyanim, they don't keep them in the aron overnight, they put them away. So this Gemara is assuming that that was what was going on, that they would have to put the Sefer Torah somewhere else. So Amar Rav Barahina, as Brali, Achre Shemel Kechem Telechu, that Barahina, Amar Rava said, Barahina Azbrali, Barahina is the name of a Chacham, explained to me the reason that you're not allowed to leave the shul before the Sefer Torah is because Achre Hashem Elokechem Telechu, that you should follow after Hashem Elokechem, or that root which represents the word of Hashem. Bizman Shakwanim Varchnasa'am Mahinom, back to Birch Kohanim. So I guess let's before we get back to Birch Kohanim, main point over here is that we had how many statements of Rabbi Tanchum Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi? 1, 2, 3, 4 statements of Rabbi Tanchum Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. First one is that the maftir has to get an aliyah first. Second one is that you have to wait for after Glilut to start the Haftarah. Third one is that you shouldn't take the cloth off of the bima until the Sefer Torah is already put away. And the fourth one is you can't leave shul until the Sefer Torah is either off the bima or taken out of the shul. Okay, when the Kohanim are mevarich the people, what do they say in order to show that they are grateful to Hashem on the brachos that he was mevarich them with, and the brachos are acceptable and pleasant to them? Amar b'zeir amar avchista, Baruch Hashem alachav gibori koach, Baruch Hashem kol tzva of meshor tzva siritzono, Baruch Hashem kol masav b'chol mekomos memshalto, Baruch hinafshi es Hashem. So these three psukim are connected to the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim. They correspond to the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim. So the Gemara explains, "B'musafi de Shabbat ma'hin omrim." And musaf of Shabbos, since it's not something that you do every day. It's a musaf that you only do on special occasions. So maybe they should say something special. What do they say? So I'm Rabbi Yossi. They should say, Shira Malos Hine Barchas Hashem Kolav De Hashem, Suyudachem Kodesh Uvarchas Hashem, Baruch Hashem Tzion Shochin Yushalayim Haluluka. Also, three psukim, connected the three psukim of Birchas Kohanim. Vilemanami Yvrach Hashem Tzion, Chsiv Bahu Inyana. Why don't they say Yvrach Hashem Tzion, which is in the same Mizmor in Tehillim that they began to say? Why do they go to the next Mizmor to say Yvrach Hashem Tzion instead? Amr Yehuda. Amar Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi Mitoch Shehizchel B'Vachosav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Misayim B'Vachosav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, because once we start with the brachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two psukim talk about the brachos that Klal Yisrael gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we want the third pasuk to also talk about the same inyan, which is Baruch Hashem Mitzion, instead of Yivrecha Hashem Mitzion, which is a brach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. B'Minchas D'Tahanisa, and Mincha of a fast day where we do Nesias Kapayim, the Chamor Masakin, that we should be Mevakesh Rachamim at the time of Birchas Kohanim, because it's considered a particular Eis Ratzon. Mincha in general is considered a particular Eis Ratzon. The Gemara in Bracha says that a person's tefillos are most heard at Mincha. So my Amri, what do they say? Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, they would say the following three psukim: Im Avaneinu Anuvanu Hashem Asei L'man Shemecha Mikva Yisrael Moshio Be'is Tzara Lama Siya Kiger Ba'aretz Lama Siya Ki'ish Nitam Ki Gibor Lo Yuchal Lahoshia B'ni'ila D'yoma D'Kippuri, and on Ni'ila of Yom Kippur, my Amar, what does the Tzibur say at the time of Birchas Kohanim? Amar Zuchav Amila Masisa Tana Hine Kichein Yivarach Gever Yirei Hashem Yivarach Hashem Tzion Rei Betuv Yerushalayim Kol Yimecheyecha Rei Vanu Levanecha Shalom Al Yisrael. Okay, so Hechon Omron, when do we say these psukim? We're identifying all these different psukim that you say at Birchas Kohanim. Where do you say them exactly? So, Yosef Amar Ben Kol Bracha Ubracha, between each pasuk, after the words Vishmerecha, Vichuneka, and Shalom, Rav Sheshes Amar Baskar is Hashem, when they mention the Shem Hashem in Birchas Kohanim. Pligaba Mari Pligabar Rav Mari Vrav Zvid, Charam Psuka Lakaba Psuka, Vacharamar Akol Psuka Amar Lulukulhu. That one pasuk connected one pasuk, and the other one says, no, not one pasuk connected one pasuk, all three of them for each of the psukim. So so we'll stop there, but next time we'll begin a discussion whether you say these psukim only in the Mikdash or even in Begvulin, and maybe even in the Mikdash you shouldn't say them. I mean, we'll even discuss that maybe there's a possibility not to say them in the Mikdash. But last main point, we identify several different psukim that the Tzibur says at different times during Birchas Kohanim, but it's machlokas whether they say it during in between the brachos or when they say Shem Hashem, and it's also machlokas whether they say all three psukim for each of the brachos of Birchas Kohanim, or one pasuk for each of the psukim of Birchas Kohanim. But as Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Mem Amud Aleph.